Last week, they had us in session until Sunday was our last scheduled day of session. And they passed a budget that was over $4 billion out of balance. And actually, they changed the procedural rules a week before the end so that they can hold these budget bills and not send them to the governor yet, which I don't know if there's precedent for that or not, but basically the budget's being held up, and we are going to go back this week, and hopefully we can be productive and can work for a solution to close a $4.2 billion budget deficit for this next year. But for right now, I'm not sure that we're going to be able to come to a solution because we need to really make some structural reforms in how the government spends money before we can ever expect a budget like this to be balanced or to be balanced in the future.
Yeah, so what was it like? You know, Sunday was the last day. So what was going on during that time, if you could give people kind of an idea?
Yeah, so the budget had already been passed. So they called us in on Sunday, I think just to show people that we were doing work. But really what happened is it was more of a show, like we've seen the rest of session. We did get to pass a few bills. So we finally passed the bobcat hunting bill, which will be sent to the governor's desk, which is exciting. That's a bill that my predecessor, Wayne Rosenthal, worked on a lot in his time in the legislature. So I'm glad that that got passed. But other than that, it was a lot of just kind of procedural moving bills and passing some resolutions. And so I'm sure that our time could have been better spent working out a compromise or talking about real reforms.
So what in your mind has to be done to get something done?
Yeah, so we've heard the leaders in the Senate and in the House talk about how they see their spending plan, especially Speaker Madigan, but also they're not willing to budge on changing the way that government is done. And so we have to rethink the way that we do government in Illinois, because what we're doing now isn't working, and they are doing the same thing that they did before. Last year's budget was only $1.2 billion out of balance, and it forced us at the end of the year to make some really tough votes to make some cuts so that we could pay people, so that we could pay prison guards, so we could pay court reporters. And we're doing the same thing now. They're passing a budget that's out of balance and hoping that we can somehow make up the difference on the back end. And I think that's irresponsible. So overall, I think we just have to rethink the way that we govern, the way that we budget, and we have to do something new and different. And ultimately, we have to be responsible.
Yeah, so I've been hearing kind of some negative feelings about being done by July. I came across a story this morning basically, you know, shutting down things if things don't get decided by July. So I guess what is the feeling about that? Do you think things will get done?
I think that what I've seen in my short time in Springfield, and I think kind of the general way of doing business in Springfield, is that they wait until the last second. And so I think that you'll see something done. I think that those pressures of payroll in July and of a government shutdown will force us to get something done. So if nothing else, I'm glad that there are those pressures so that we can all come to an agreement that something needs to be done by July 15th-ish. But I think that's taking it to the extreme. And I think the people of Illinois deserve better than us waiting until the last second to cram something together. We should have been doing this in February or March.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Any thoughts?
Well, I think that's about it. I'm just, what a time to come into the state legislature and get to see all of this. I think that the last time they went into special session was in 2007. And so I'm getting to see something that hasn't happened in a while, but hopefully it'll be more productive than it was in 2007.
Well, I'm glad you have a good attitude about it. And you're going back in summer session starts tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that, well, the governor didn't call us into special session this time, so that's a little bit different. Usually special sessions are called by the governor. This one was called by Speaker Madigan, and so we don't know exactly when we will be called back. They're calling it kind of a continuous session. So we have to be ready to go back into Springfield on 48 hours notice, kind of indefinitely. So the first time we know is on Thursday, tomorrow, and I don't know from there.
Okay, so tomorrow is when they'll let you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what will you be up to in the meantime?
In the meantime, I am going to events, getting ready for parades, and meeting with people. So we're still working on those advisory groups and getting those together and figuring out a time we can meet so that we can talk about policies and issues that affect them and getting around the district.
All right. Sounds good. Well, keep me updated on what's going on.
I will. Thank you so much.